Good evening and welcome to this special meeting of council to elect the mayor. I am Livi Bonazzi, CEO of Murrumbidgee Shire Council, and I will be chairing the meeting until a mayor has been elected. I'd like to start with an acknowledgement of country. Murrumbidgee Shire Council is proud to acknowledge the Taungurung and Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now call Murrumbidgee Shire. We are committed to working together in the best interests of the people who live in our municipality, who conduct business here, and those who visit. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging, who are the keepers of history, traditions, knowledge, and culture of this land. Councillors, if you can raise your right hand, I will ask Councillor Carpenter to please read the pledge on behalf of all councillors. Thank you.
Thank you. The councillors, democratically elected to represent our community as the Murrumbidgee Shire Council, are committed to working together in the best interests of the people who live in our municipality, those who conduct business here, and those who visit.
Thank you. This public meeting is being streamed live via our Facebook page and website. A recording of the meeting, along with the official minutes of the meeting, will also be published on our website. We have no apologies or requests for planned leave tonight. Can that be noted? And do we have any disclosures of interest or conflict of interest? None noted. Item 3.1, confirmation of swearing in of councillors. I wish to confirm for the purpose of the minutes that the elected representatives did undertake the oath or affirmation of office in accordance with the Local Government Act 2020, Section 30, on the 13th of November 2024 at 5 p.m. here in Alexandra. Item 3.2, office of Deputy Mayor. Section 20A of the Local Government Act 2020 states the council may establish an office of Deputy Mayor. Previous councils have resolved to establish the office of Deputy Mayor to assist the Mayor and fulfill the duties of the Mayor if the Mayor is unavailable. If council resolves to establish the office of Deputy Mayor, the term of the Deputy Mayor will align with that of the Mayor. I now call for a motion in regards to the establishment of the Office of Deputy Mayor. Councillor Gallagher.
Ms. Nancy, I move that Council establish the office of Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Carpenter, first Councillor Carpenter. Thank you. Would you like to talk to the motion?
Oh, very briefly, thank you, Ms. Nancy. I just reflect on the fact that the Deputy Mayor plays a very important role, supporting the Mayor to conduct the duties of Council. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to talk? Would anybody like to talk in favour or against the motion? Thank you. All in favour? Carried. Thank you. Item 3.3, term of the Mayor. Section 26, Part 3 of the Local Government Act 2020 requires the Council to determine by resolution whether the Mayor is to be elected for a year or 2-year term. I now call for a motion from councillors as to whether the mayor will be elected for a 1 or 2-year term. Councillor Lording.
I propose a motion that the mayor be appointed for a 1-year terms for the duration of this council term. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hildebrand, thank you. Councillor Lording, would you like to talk to the motion?
I just think it's a great idea. It gives everyone a good go at it, possibly, and we've done it in the past and it's been successful. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hildebrand. Would you like to talk? Anybody else like to talk? All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. And now to the exciting part of the meeting, item 3.4, election of the mayor. Section 25 of the Local Government Act 2020 and Part 5 of the Murrumbidgee Shire Council Governance Rules 2022 provide for the election of the mayor to be held within 1 month of a general election, which was held on the 26th of October 2024, and councillors were sworn in on the 13th of November 2024. The term for which the mayor is appointed will be 1 year, as resolved in item 3.3. And I'll ask for nominations for the mayor. Thank you, Councillor Carpenter.
I would like to nominate Councillor Gallagher to be our mayor following me.
Councillor Gallagher, do you accept the nomination?
I do, thank you.
Thank you. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Carr. Are there any other nominations? Given there are no other nominations, I duly declare you the newly elected mayor. Congratulations. Engaging with the mayoral chain. Congratulations. And now I'll ask the elected mayor to chair the meeting and to preside until the end of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Nancy. First and foremost, to our community of Murrumbidgee Shire, you have delivered a council of deeply committed people dedicated to your service. Each brings a wealth of life experience and a diversity of expertise. I thank you, councillors, for entrusting me with the honour of leading Murrumbidgee Shire Council. Here in Murrumbidgee's chambers, there are no long flowing robes nor extravagant regalia. Nevertheless, the weight of this humble mayoral chain carrying the Murrumbidgee Shire Council insignia is immense. It's the weight of the expectation of our community for us to deliver sound financial management, to demonstrate deep consideration of issues, and to maintain the highest standards of respect for one another as we come together to make decisions in our community's interest. It's also the weight of my expectations to honour the service and dedication of those that have come before us to serve our community at this table. This evening, I recognise the stewardship of the previous council, and I thank councillors Geringer, Haslam and Walsh for their contributions. I'd like to thank my family for their love and support, and I acknowledge the patience and generosity of those around each of us who are barracking for us, helping us and guiding us. Our attention now turns to engaging with our community and together establishing a credible plan to achieve our community's vision for the future of this special place. Council's plan will be executed by a capable council organisation team. To those who deliver and support community infrastructure, and to the professionals who deliver services to our community, my commitment is to support council leadership to foster a culture of respect, impact, and high performance. As mayor, I will advocate for opportunities for our commercial, agricultural, and industrial employers. I will continue to advocate for our community's equitable access to recurrent, untied grant funding. I will work with colleagues across the state to ensure that local government is recognised as a valuable partner, providing services and amenities to our community. And we will work towards your vision for a prosperous, sustainable future. And I will represent Murrumbidgee inclusively and with pride to the very best of my ability. I'm looking forward with great optimism. Item 3.5 on the agenda is election of the Deputy Mayor. And as we resolved earlier, the election of the Deputy Mayor role is one that we will be supporting. I'll look for nominations at this point for the role of Deputy Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Carpenter.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Carr, please.
Councillor Carr, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Do I have a second for that nomination? Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Are there any other nominations for the role of Deputy Mayor? Given there are no further nominations, I duly declare Councillor Carr, Deputy Mayor of Murrumbidgee Shire Council. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Item 3.6, Councillor Portfolios. And I invite Mr. Chesworth, the Director of People and Corporate Performance, to introduce this matter.
Thank you, Mayor Gallagher. Portfolio councillor policy establishes a council portfolio system which enables portfolios to be established and assigned to councillors annually. The portfolio council system gives councillors an opportunity to focus on specific functions, have input into portfolio strategy and policy development, and lead council discussions on portfolio issues. For the purpose of this report is to seek council's endorsement of the council portfolio structure for 2025 and to assign councillors to each portfolio.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Are there any questions? In that case, I'll ask the councillor to propose a motion. Councillor Carr.
I propose a motion that council endorse the following portfolio structure and councillor appointments: integrity, finance and resilience, which covers governance, corporate services and emergency management, Councillor Hildebrand; citizens, services and communication, which covers service support, public information and media, Councillor Carr; community wellbeing, which covers youth, health and wellbeing and community strengthening, Councillor Adams; economic development, which covers community safety, land use planning, building services, tourism and economic growth, Councillor McCauley; infrastructure and road care, which covers roads, operations and maintenance, Councillor Lording; and sustainability and assets, covering asset and environmental stewardship, Councillor Carpenter.
Thank you, Councillor Carr. Do I have a second for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Lording. Councillor Carr, would you like to speak to your motion?
Yeah, just that we have a really great range of portfolios here, and I think everyone's going to do a really good job in their portfolios, and yeah, looking forward to working with everyone. Thank you,
Councillor Carr. Councillor Lordy, would you like to speak?
I'd just like to say that a lot of thought was put into this, and I think it's very successful with the strength of those people in those various portfolios. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Would anybody else like to speak for or against the motion? But I'll be supporting the motion. I think that the idea of having portfolios gives different councillors exposure to different areas of interest, and it's an extreme diversity of the responsibilities that council has. So I thoroughly endorse the idea of taking a leadership role in different areas, and that opportunities arises throughout the term to consider other portfolios. Councillor Carr, would you like to close?
Please, thank you.
Okay, so I now put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Thank you. Item 3.7 is councillor representative appointments. And again, ask Mr. Chesworth to brief us.
Thank you, Mayor Gallagher. Councillors represent the interests of council on a number of committees. These include council committees that perform a statutory or advisory function, and committees formed by other organisations for a variety of purposes. Council needs to determine each year which councillors will be appointed to each committee. The list of committees and organisations for which council has current appointments is included in the attachment, and the list has been divided into council committees and external bodies. It is recommended that council appoint representatives to these committees and bodies for 12 months and that the appointments be recorded in the minutes of this meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Councillors, are there any questions? Would a councillor like to propose a motion? Councillor McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to move that the council appoint the following councillors as council's representatives to the committees and organisations that I'll follow through with, and record the list of appointments in the minutes of this meeting. And the list is as Order and Risk Committee, Councillor Adams and Councillor McCauley; Chief Executive Officer, Employment and Remuneration Committee would be Councillor Gallagher, Councillor Carr, Councillor Lording; and the Municipal Emergency Management Planning Committee is Councillor McCauley; Council Roads Advisory Group, otherwise known as the CRAG, Councillor Carpenter; Yay Sale Yards Community Asset Committee, Councillor Hildebrand and Councillor Gallagher; and external committees, Crown Land Committees of Management,
the Alexandra Racecourse and Recreation Reserve, the Alexandra Showgrounds and Recreation Reserve Committee of Management, both Councillor Gallagher, and the Flowerdale Community Hall Reserve Committee Incorporated, Councillor Lording, the Murrindindi Scenic Reserve Committee of Management, Councillor Hildebrand, the Stevenson Falls Scenic Reserve Committee of Management, Councillor McCauley, and external committees, other committees, the Central Ranges Local Learning and Employment Network, Councillor Carpenter, the Flowerdale Community House, Councillor Lording, and the Goulburn Murray Climate Alliance, Councillor McCauley. The Municipal Association of Victoria, or the MAV delegate, Councillor Gallagher, alternate, Councillor Carr. The Rubicon Outdoor School, Councillor Adams. The Royal Councillors Victoria, Councillor Gallagher. And the Murrindindi Tertiary Education Hub Board, Councillor Carpenter. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. May I have a second for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Adams. Councillor McCauley, would you like to speak further about your complex motion?
I think that motion just took long enough as it was, and it's, I think it's fairly self-explanatory. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Adams, would you like to speak?
I'm looking forward to, we all spoke about, the different committees and groups. Be great year ahead.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to speak for or against the motion? Councillor McCauley, would you like to close?
Close, thank you.
Councillors, I now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you. That ends this special meeting of Murrindindi Shire Council. I thank everybody for the participation. I thank our executive leadership for their support in the development of this agenda. I wish the community all the very best. I declare the meeting closed at 6:17 p.m.